7.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. After this guest is in the studio with us, I promise I'm going to get to all the patient callers. I will get to every one of you that's on hold right now. Then I'm going to get more into 9/11 because we have a whole bunch of firemen, emergency workers, EMTs, saying they were told to get back from Building 7 it was going to be blown up. We've always had the video of them saying it as it happened. And the owner saying he blew it up, and this is all hidden in plain view. But now we have all these other eyewitnesses. That is all coming up. Also, I'm going to get into runs on British banks, what that means here in the U.S. There's been runs on U.S. banks. More and more evidence comes out. This latest Osama bin Laden video is fake. Even mainstream media analysts, top computer experts, graphics, special effects experts, all over the map are saying this is staged. And also, all over the United States and England, children are being fingerprinted. In some cases, the parents aren't even being asked. This is all part of getting you into the system, and we have the documents. It's not for your safety, as you've been hearing. So that is coming up as well. Terry Melton, I've known Terry off and on, seen him at events for a couple of years, really got to know him this year. He's done some video work for us out at events as a freelance videographer. And let me just start the story this way. This is a story up on Infowars.net. Feds step up actions in Brown case. Supporters arrested. And it goes on. The AP reported on the incident. Four men accused of helping obstruct justice in the case of convicted tax evaders, Edna Lane Brown, have been arrested. U.S. Marshal Stephen Monier said. Monier said the men are Sereno Reno Gonzalez, 30, of Alice, Texas. Danny Riley, 40, of Albany, New York. Pay attention to that name, Danny Riley. Jason Girard, 22, of Brookhaven, New York. And Robert Wolf, 50, of Randolph, Vermont. Charges range from accessory after the fact to possession and use of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. Now, let's just stop right there. This case has got a lot of attention because he's out there, Mr. Brown, his wife, the multimillionaire contractor and his dentist wife, who found out that the IRS was private for the Federal Reserve, which is true. I mean, regardless of how you want to argue about it, that is a fact. They took over in 1913. That's the history of our country. They write books about it. Greenspan's written a book about it. This is public. That's Alan Greenspan for you, folks. But again, they know most of you don't read, so they're not worried about it. And to make a long story short, the Browns have said, we're not leaving, and we're out here armed, and we're going to defend ourselves, we're not going. And they've had some rock concerts out of their property, two of them. And I've never been there, but I've covered it, and I remember watching on a video cam live at the event a few months ago, a Homeland Security helicopter at below tree level. I mean, it was lower than the trees, right over crowds of people for 8 hours. I watched it for two and had to go back to work trying to be provocative. Danny Riley, who'd been out there following the events a few months ago, was in the Associated Press and other local publications. He's a local in New York, went there, and he was walking the dog by the fence, and guys in ghillie suits shot at him. Then he jumped on the ground. They tasered him. They first lied about it. Now they admit that they lied, and that's true. And they're just really trying to escalate this into another Ruby Ridge or Waco, which we don't want to see happen. I don't want anybody on either side to be hurt. And the illegal aliens in the bills are given at least 5 years of tax amnesty, and that's been in the last amnesty bill and the new amnesty bill. Why can't citizens get this? And are we going to get dead citizens and dead federal marshals and dead FBI? They don't want that known, but it's the FBI running this. Over this? I mean, is this worth it? When we've got crime just rampant and almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. But the reason we have Terry Melton here today is because he's a member of the press, and he's out professionally shooting video of all sorts of events. It's what he does for a living. And he went up to New York to cover the 9/11 event, the anniversary, and then he met up with Danny Riley to follow him back out to the Browns to do one more interview because he was making a film about it. By the way, since this happened last Wednesday, when they SWAT teamed him and grabbed him in New York, they told local news they can't go and interview the Browns anymore. And they've shut the place down, and that's a violation of the press. And this is getting very serious. This is a huge escalation. We've got a few minutes before we go to break. We're going to come back and finish your story. But Terry Melton, there is a reason that you've decided to go public. In fact, you told me privately that if they had just detained you and they let you go and hadn't threatened you, you would have, you know, you're a member of the media, you wouldn't have made a big deal out of this. But this has really changed your life. I mean, you were telling me earlier that you knew there was tyranny in this country, but to experience it for yourself has really changed your whole view on the world. So, in a synopsis, run through what happened.
It was a pretty unpleasant experience, to say the least.
Go ahead and start over. I'm sorry, we didn't have your mic up.
It was a pretty unpleasant experience, to say the least. You know, we went through the whole process where, you know, the marshals came in. We didn't hear any warrants or, you know, any form of idea of knowing why they were coming in. There were just a bunch of marshals and ATF. And
you know,
FBI.
That mic seems to be bad. Will you swing that other mic over there,
yeah.
Amanda, for us? Just stay there. I'm sorry. Just stay where you're at. It's a bad mic. I don't know what's going on here. We'll turn that mic off and turn the other one on. All right, let's start over. Go ahead.
Is that better?
We should have checked this beforehand. I didn't know the mics up here. Other mics weren't going to work. Okay, you can go ahead now, sir.
All righty.
Start over.
From New York or from Danny's?
Just the whole story. Go ahead and start over.
Well, I went to New York with Danny Riley, you know, just to experience the whole 9/11. You know, experience the truth, 9/11 truth movement, and, you know, just be part of that whole experience. Well, we went back to Danny Riley's house that evening and, you know, talked about Danny Riley and myself and his brother went back to talk about our experiences and you know, it was just a really great feeling. When the next day rolled around, Danny Riley got up relatively early and went off to do a job. He's an electrical contractor, and I pretty much was just sitting around the house watching the news, hoping that the 9/11 Truth Movement would get some coverage. Obviously, there was no coverage. As I'm working on my camera, because my camera got wet from all the rain, Daniel Riley had returned probably back about 1 or 1:30.
Describe what happened.
Well, I hear a bunch of cars screeching, doors slamming, a lot of screaming, and I initially thought it was, you know, Danny's neighbors fighting. I go to the window, and there's the whole street is full of marshals and cops and people in suits, and the first thing I thought was, oh, okay, I'm right in the middle of a raid. And I turned around after looking out the window and seeing all this, and then I see the three gentlemen with their sniper rifles aimed right at me. I could actually see the guy's eye through the scope, and it was pretty surreal.
You saw him wink.
Well, yeah, it was a pretty surreal moment, to say the least. I proclaimed myself, you know, as a guest of Danny Riley. And so they, you know, they pulled me over to there. They put me in cuffs, took me downstairs. Asked me why I'm here, who I am. They bullied Danny Riley's father. You know, asked him why.
He's an old man. He had, like you said, a tiny pocket knife.
He had a tiny pocket knife.
That's Americans. Humiliated now, where pocket knives are like nuclear weapons.
Yeah, well, my grandfather carried a pocket knife. You know, it's, I mean, now it's a horrible thing to have a pocket knife. That was pretty depressing. From that point on, the marshals handed me over to the local law enforcement, and they took me down to what's supposed to be a courthouse or federal building. I'm not sure which one it was. I believe it was federal because the marshal that came in did not want me to talk about where I was at. So
now we're going to come back and talk about how they threatened to rape you, Abu Ghraib style. And you weren't going to talk about any of this until they threatened to rape you.
I was cooperating, giving them all the questions, answering all the questions.
But this
they
is
want.
The new America where they watch Jack Bauer and they think rape's good. Okay, homosexual rape threats. This is the country run by people like the Senator Craig. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas. November 2nd, 2007, gold, $794.60 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $818.65, $403.50 for half, $201.75 for quarter. That's $818.65, $403.50, and $201.75.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. For the first time in our country, decisions you make about food will determine whether you live free or die hard. You can decide to ignore us fools that scream food shortage, contamination, genetic poisoning, or you can store as much food as you can get. You can decide you can't afford a supply, or you can do whatever it takes to get food because you're a survivor, not a quitter. You can decide to plan food supplies for Christmas. What if you decide to do nothing? If you're right, and there's plenty of safe food, you can laugh at the fools who stocked up. They were wrong, but what did they lose? Nothing. But if you're wrong, with no food, you'll lose everything. Freedom, children, guns, home, even life. Can you afford to be wrong? Place your bet. Food or no food, can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy. And who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-930-6378. 1-800-930-6378. 1-800-930-6378.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, the Army's own report they commissioned on Abu Ghraib stated they raped people with large objects dripping with acid. Go read the General Tagumbu report. Filipino general, the U.S. general, put that out. And, of course, now the CIA says they're going to stop waterboarding. That's where they drowned you. So people watch these TV shows that are Pentagon-funded where they torture people, torture children, get their parents to talk. That now has entered into law enforcement. And continue with your story, because again, I mean, I told you, hey, man, you don't need to have to come on my show. I mean, if you want, just lie low. And you're like, no, I have to talk about this because people have to know what this country's turned into. And you also described how you weren't scared of the guns. It was the threat of rape.
It was a threat from the marshal to destroy my life and my livelihood. If I went back to Texas and continued on with the story of Edna Lane Brown.
He was telling you don't make a film?
Oh, yeah. He said if somebody offered me $50,000 to make this film, that he'd come after me and he'd basically sodomize me.
But that's a huge issue in America. You're just a filmmaker. They've now banned the AP from the property. I mean, are they going to rape AP reporters? Is that what we're coming down to?
I sure hope not, Alex.
Well, go through it blow by blow, exactly what he said.
Well,
by the way, he never even tell you his name.
No, well, it changed just about every time I talked to the gentleman. It was interrogation. They asked me all kinds of personal questions. They never read me my rights. They never told me why I was being detained. They put me in handcuffs, humiliated me in front of all the local neighbors there.
But now you're in the federal courthouse. What happened next?
Yeah, now I'm in the federal courthouse, and you know, it's going through all these questions, and they go out, and the gentleman makes a statement. Well, we're going to give you a pass. We're going to let you go, and you should, consider that a favor. And then he said, you need to go away. You need to shut up. If you talk about this on air, if you make a video like Danny Riley did,
that's the secret police.
Yeah, they said they would come right up my bottom end. But
then you said he went clear. He said, I will rape you.
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, you can't say it on air, but specifically, what did he say without saying the words?
He said he would come right up my effing bottom end and ruin my life. Now, whether it was metaphorical or whether he really wanted to, anally rape me, well then...
What was the exact quote, though, on coming after you 13, 15 years later?
That he would come after me. He would ruin my life. Even if it took 15 years, he would come after me and destroy me. And he said, you need to understand how serious I am about that. And that's when I got frustrated. That's when I was like, this isn't happening to me. I'm not hearing this from a U.S. Marshal. I mean, this is America. You know, I can understand him doing his job.
Russia.
Right, yeah. I mean, you want information, get information, but you don't threaten me. You don't tell me that you're going to destroy my life. You don't tell me what you're going to do to my physical body. And he crossed the line there. And that's why I felt like I need to get on the radio and get this information out. These things that Alex Jones talks about, you know, that these guys, some of these guys are out of control. It's true. I mean, I bear witness to that this weekend when all this stuff happened. It's unbelievable.
This was Wednesday.
Correct. And I'm still...
Now the key here, though, a major civil rights violation, is to tell you, do not make that film or I'm coming after you.
Yeah.
I mean, he's telling you, don't make a film about something?
Absolutely. He also told me, he was asking questions, and I said, you know what, I don't feel comfortable. I'm not sure if I understand all my rights, and I'm going to get an attorney. And he said, I didn't need an attorney. He told me I did not need an attorney. He said, shut your mouth. Go away and stay out of this.
And then when I talked to you, I said, look, I'm not going to tell you to come on the air or not. In fact, I told my writers, I said, let's hold off on this till I talk to him.
Right.
Because I putting your name out there, and I mean, it's all gang mentality. I mean, it's just like Eastside Vato's. Hey, I'm going to show him.
And that's exactly how it felt. It felt like a bully, you know, like the school bully that, you know, when the other cops, I think, were away, that's when he was coming in and saying, don't mess with me, I'm going to bust you up. And that's why I felt like I needed to get on the air and tell this
story.
What
did he look like?
He was a tall gentleman, probably about 6'3", 6'4". He's pretty stout. I think he was bald, I think. He said he was from New York.
He said he had a goatee?
He may have had a goatee. I don't remember if he did or not. I just remember what he said.
A few days ago you told me he did. I guess memory.
Yeah. Or I'm still, still trying to deal with
it. Did any of the others make any threats?
The local cops, and it was probably this good cop, bad cop situation, said, well, you need to cooperate with the FBI because Danny Riley is up for treason. And they were basically putting the fear into me for when this gentleman came in.
up for treason. I played a YouTube clip earlier where a well-known neocon's calling for my execution. I mean, that's what they think, so they can get rid of our borders, so they can debase the currency, so they can turn us into a police state, so they can fingerprint all our children, so they can just rule us. That's what tyranny is. We're just slaves.
It's dead serious, and people need to wake up. It's dead serious.
Any other points you'd like to make about what happened to you?
No, the primary thing that I just wanted to get out is I want to get legal counsel, legal advice on this. You know, when you have a U.S. Marshal threaten your life, threaten to do physical things to you, even if it takes 15 years, you tend to be looking over your shoulder a whole lot more than you would normally.
And again, you're a filmmaker. By the way, they have now cordoned off. They're like a mile away blocking reporters and TV reporters. Everybody from Fox News nationally to George Norrie to the Associated Press have interviewed him. They've sent reporters out there. Fox News has and other people. And they're not telling him, no, you can't get. And they've done nothing violent. You know, they say here charges range from accessory after the fact. You weren't charged. Other four guys were. To possession and use of firearms in relation to a crime of violence. No one's been hurt. There's no violence. How did they use guns in the commission of violence?
I think it's just a bunch of gentlemen that like guns and like to go hunting, and you know, whatever they're doing with their guns is, you know, their business. And you know, the Fed's trying to make it into aiding and abetting as if you know, they're gonna, you know, stand by Ed and Lane Brown with the guns. You know, they're trying to create intent in this whole situation.
Well, on top of that, they've had helicopters flying at lower than tree level for 8 hours. Very dangerous. They've already tasered Riley and grabbed him once and told him, you're going to work for us, you're going to prison. They told him that. They said, you're going to be our informant, or we're going to set you up and send you to prison. I guess they're doing that now. And meanwhile, the illegal aliens are running all over us, and there's all sorts of crime in government. And you just said this is an interesting film. And you wanted to make – how many times have you been up to the Brown property?
I've been up there twice. This was going to be the third and final trip. Both times I was up there, I didn't really have a chance to interview Ed and Elaine because there were so many people there showing support.
Did you ever talk back to His Majesty and say, hey, it's my right to go interview people?
No, I pretty much was yes sir, no sir, because I just wanted to get out of there.
But now you're doing this to get what I believe is a crime, to tell the press, don't make a film, don't do a story. That's like Mexico. That's like Russia.
That is where he crossed
that's
the line.
That's Russia, where they imprison and kill people for reporting.
That's where he crossed the line with me. I'm just a videographer doing my job, and to threaten me with rape.
Right,
and
we're out of time. Thank you, Terry Melton.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's go to one of the former top strategists in the Air Force, who actually codified a lot of the big bombing plans and first invasion of Iraq back in 1990-91. Let's go ahead and play a few minutes of this to analyze it. This is Wolf Blitzer. This is Friday. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com if you want to watch the whole thing. I don't have time to play it all. But Blitzer tries to poo-poo all this. And Blitzer is a former AIPAC top lobbyist. He's been in covered a lot of wars, and he's trying to poo-poo it and cover it up. But what the colonel is saying is the absolute truth, and we are at war. That is, the globalists that control our country are already at war with Iran, and they're using known top al-Qaeda to do it, while saying Iran is al-Qaeda, when al-Qaeda is basically outlawed in the country and you get hunted down. It's just unbelievable. And I'm not defending what some of the Shiites do. See, I believe all these governments are bad. History shows that. Common sense shows it. It's just that the things you're being told are all complete lies, folks. It's they talk to you like you're two-year-olds. I'll at least tell you they're conning you. They're laughing at you. Here it is.
In the Situation Room, see it Wednesday night.
For at least 18 months. The evidence is overwhelming.
Well, let me press you.
Sure.
When you say it's been given, the president says he wants diplomacy to work to convince the Iranian government to stop enriching uranium.
He said the same thing. He said the same thing before the last war. Go back to it.
The Iranian people, that we have no desire for conflict, he told David Ignatius of the Washington Post the other day. So what does that mean? The order has been given.
We are conducting military operations inside Iran right now. The evidence is overwhelming from both the Iranians, Americans, and from congressional sources.
What is military operation?
Sure.
Define that.
Sure. They probably have had two objectives going back 18 months. The first was to gather intelligence. Where is the Iranian nuclear program? The second has been to prepare dissident groups for phase two, which will be the strike, which will come as the next phase, I think.
Well, preparing intelligence, that's understandable, using all sorts of means. They want to know what the Iranians are up to in terms of their nuclear program. But are you suggesting that U.S. military forces, special operations forces, or others are on the ground right now in Iran?
Sure. Certainly. Absolutely clear. The evidence is overwhelming from lots of sources. And again, most of them you can read in the public. You know, Seymour Hersh has done good work on it, and there are lots of other people who have done that. I've talked to Iranians. I asked an Iranian ambassador to the IAEA, what's this I hear about Americans being there? He said to me, well, we've captured some people who work with them. We've confirmed that they're there.
Yeah, but, you know, these guys, the Iranians, you can't necessarily believe.
Okay, now, again, we wrote articles 3 months ago. They're on PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, during a break, I'll dig around in the archives and find them. Right before showtime, I looked for it and couldn't because we write like 50 articles a week or something ourselves and post thousands in the aggregate since then, you know, of other news and links. I don't know, there's about 60, 70 new things a day just on Prison Planet alone. But side issue, the point is that the White House says they're carrying out military operations. They're funding insurgencies that go around and shoot cops in the back and bomb. And I know they're Iranians, so I guess their cops deserve to die in your mind. No, they don't, folks. They're going around shooting cops in the backs, blowing up dams, bombing stuff to destabilize it all over the country. It's on the news. It's in the foreign news about bombs going off almost every week in Iran. I mean, this is the criminals that run our government that are doing this. And who are they using? The Wahhabists. The Sunnis, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play a little bit more of it.
What they're saying, they could arrest some dissidents in Iran and say these are American spies. They do that all the time.
Sure. The House Committee on Emerging Threats tried to have a hearing some weeks ago in which they asked the Department of State and Defense to come and answer this question, because it's serious enough to be answered without congressional approval, and they didn't come to the hearing. There are sources that I talked to on the Hill who believe that that's true, and it's being done without congressional oversight.
Look, I was once a Pentagon correspondent many years ago, and in those days and in these days, and as Jamie McIntyre just reported, and as you well know from your time of active duty at the Pentagon in the U.S. military, these guys are planning contingency operations for almost everything. If Canada goes to war against the United States, they've got a contingency plan.
Okay, different now. Two differences. Number one, we've learned from Time magazine today that some U.S. naval forces have been alerted for deployment. That is a major step. That's first. The second thing is the sources suggest the plan is not in the Pentagon. The plan has gone to the White House. That's not normal planning. When the plan goes to the White House, that means we've gone to a different state.
You think it's possible there's a little psychological warfare being played on Ahmadinejad?
All right. So we have the White House announcing 3 months ago what was in the news 3.5 years ago, that U.S. Special Forces are in Iran carrying out destabilization operations. They would call it terrorism. Again, when we attack somebody, it's called loving and sweetness and goodness, and if they fight back, it's called evil terrorism. By the way, official White House statements, if Iran fights back in any way, it's called terrorism. They plan to hit more than 10,000 targets repeatedly in the first week of a bombardment with thousands of Saudis a day. That's aircraft attacks. And of Iran, I mean, this is a new rule for warfare. This would be like, say if I was a cop and I just said, I'm going to walk around and just randomly beat people up. I guess that's kind of what's happening now. And if you even defend yourself, it's assault. I guess that's kind of what our government says. It's a new system. It's, we're going to bombard you and attack you. We're going to fund terrorists to blow stuff up and shoot cops in the back and do whatever we want and carry out this insurgency. And if you fight back in any way, you're terrorist. In any way, we're going to call you Al-Qaeda while we use Al-Qaeda to attack you. And it's just, and we didn't have a public who knew all the football and all the baseball scores, but nothing about the three branches of government, nothing about the regions of the world. That's how they're able to get away with this. It's not even that you're stupid. You're busy getting new chrome for your Harley, and you're busy trying to work out 3 times a day so you look good for the women or women for the men. And I'm not saying don't do some of that. But, I mean, you, number one, if you like money, you'll make more money in business knowing what's going on. I mean, you'll actually get to be in higher circles because, believe me, you'll never be able to talk to people that are even in the upper middle class if It doesn't matter. You want to be a slave. Just fine. Go ahead. Fine. Just go ahead and feel good, and let's attack al-Qaeda. Let's attack those evil Iranians when they're the opposite of al-Qaeda. The opposite branch of Islam. The opposite group! How many times do they say they're funding al-Qaeda? It's a lie! All right, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and I promise I'm going to go to all your calls. But I see calls, I disagree with you about vaccines being bad. Another one, soldier says gold info. Another one, lies within churches. A bunch of calls about everything under the sun, which is fine. I don't screen calls. We have open lines. If you want to call here and tell us what you're calling about, we'll put it on the board. That's fine. But I'd like to hear what you think about the open discussion of going to war with Iran. Sarkozy, the new French president, last week said, yeah, there's probably going to be a war. Get ready for war. The British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has said, get ready for war. The aircraft carriers are all lined up. The troops are massed. For the first time in 3 years, people I know in the Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, the Army are all saying, yeah, we've been told we're going into Iran and Syria. We're going to bomb them all. And then I've got this. Israelis seize nuclear material from Syrian raid, Times of London. This is not the National Enquirer. This is a very, by credible, I mean, this is the establishment speaking. I'm not saying the story is true, but this is big time when they say it. This is the New York Times of the planet. Israeli commandos seize nuclear material of North Korean origin during a daring raid on a secret military site in Syria before Israel bombed it this month, according to informed sources in Washington and Jerusalem. The attack was launched with American approval of September 6th. Washington was shown evidence that material was nuclear-related. Keyword, nuclear-related. You don't just... Remember when they said a nuclear power plant was hidden under a rose bush? The truth is it takes a complex, you know, 20 square miles to do it. We're going to come back and get into what all this means and take your calls. But I want to talk about the war. So that's what I want to discuss for now. Then we're getting into the Federal Reserve, the economy, all of it the next hour. Most veterans are going to be banned from owning guns. A large percentage of police are going to be barred from owning guns. This is from Gunners of America. And it'll be called conservative. I know everything liberal and big government's conservative now. So stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Greenspan, I have long been concerned that you are way out of touch with the needs of the middle class and working families of our country, that you see your major function in your position as the need to represent the wealthy and large corporations. And I must tell you that your testimony today only confirms all of my suspicions. And I would urge you, come with me to Vermont. Meet real people. The country clubs and the cocktail parties are not real America. The millionaires and billionaires are the exception to the rule. But today you reached a new low, I think, by suggesting that manufacturing in America doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where the product is produced. We lost 2 million manufacturing jobs in the last 2 years alone, 10% of our workforce. Walmart has replaced General Motors as the major employer in America, paying people starvation wages rather than living wages.
Now, that's Congressman Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, confronting Greenspan a few years ago, about a year and a half ago, and he was still in. And now you notice they create the globalist model so the jobs go offshore to then depress the economy when they cause the implosion part of the phase, the bust part of the phase. This is their own documents. So that they can then devalue the dollar and have foreign interests come in and buy up the infrastructure cheaper. That's why NASDAQ's getting bought. Now it'll be majority owned by the Arabs, or by another 20%. The European stock exchanges are already almost completely Arab-owned. That's why they're now buying up everything. Because if you're German, if you're Saudi, if you're Japanese, the dollar's toilet paper. It's just like Texas when we used to go down to Mexico and the peso was worth nothing. It's the same thing. Or the ruble. It's a fire sale. And then in that video you just heard, then it cuts into Matt Lepasic and a bunch of other people from We Are Change. And, of course, InfoWars.com. We list all their names up on JonesReport.com. Confronting Greenspan about his activity destroying the dollar. This is just a few days ago when he was at a bookstore in New York. I don't have time to play all this. It's a catch-22. I'm out of time. I got loaded phone lines here. I want to get to at least Derek and Carl and Mario and a few others here. But I want to talk to Dustin about fake Bin Laden videos on TV. They admit are fake. I want to get to all of it, but I can't. I'll try. We'll see what happens. But this next clip is Ron Paul, and this is last Thursday, actually. I said Friday. I was wrong. During the House Banking Committee hearing, he's on the board, and he's sitting there getting on to Bernanke, the current head of the private Federal Reserve. It's private. about how they've made the decision to devalue the dollar and to cut the interest rates, which furthered that. True erosion of your wealth. And at the end of it, Bernanke says, well, inflation's only at 2%. Folks, the feds say it's at 6.7. The feds say. And they don't add housing or energy and a bunch of other key things that should be in there. It's a cooked book. The big brokerage houses, foreign and domestic, have us between 10 and 20%. The average in there is about 13.6%. Most of them come up with 13-plus percent annual inflation, compounded. And that's just the beginning. This is going to accelerate into 20% inflation conservatively by 2008. And I know most of you don't even know what this is yet. You're too busy. You know all the horn scores. And I say good for you. But if you just spend a little more time knowing about this, the government, the criminals that own it and run it couldn't have gotten away with this. This is very, 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 very... And look, I'm not trying to talk down and be mean to people. I'm angry. I'm upset. I can't fix things on my own. I need you to get aware of how you're being robbed. It'd be kind of like if I saw some guy robbing you for a year straight, everything out of your house, and you wouldn't look at it, you wouldn't speak out, you wouldn't help yourself. I'd get mad at you and say, hey, idiot, your house is on fire. Hey, idiot, you're being robbed. Because, see, this is our house. We all live together in this country. And I love America. The globalists may say the nations are dead and all this is happening and America has to fall for the New World Order to rise. In fact, I wrote all those notes that I wanted to talk about on air. Oh, where are they? I've just got all these articles here. Here it is. I wrote all these notes this weekend about things I wanted to talk about today. And about how they're destroying our military by design, how they're not refitting anything. Soldiers in World War II only had to serve one tour. Our troops are, some of them are starting their fifth tour. They won't let them come home. They treat them like absolute garbage. How by design the globalists are discrediting the U.S.'s name worldwide with these criminal wars. An example, Rupert Murdoch owns hundreds of newspapers outside the country where he badmouths the war, and then he owns them domestically building it up. Again, the globalists wrote about this, how they're killing the dollar. How they put out the news of no WMDs, and they could have easily planted them. Again, just to at least have a safe face. It's all rigged, folks. It's totally rigged. They have to discredit the U.S. for their new order to rise, and they've written about that. You're seeing the... I mean, I got stacks of news here. They also have the liberals out saying, oh, let's be sweet to all the foreigners. They want to come in and make America great. I'll guarantee you that the official policy of Mexico is the U.S. belongs to Mexico, and the majority of people coming in this country, and because I can hear it on Spanish radio, my wife speaks Spanish, say they hate this country and they're taking it down. And I've had enough of it. I mean, when it's on the Mexican radio and TV and they're saying it, I'm not going to just sit here and shut up about it. I don't want to hear about how this war is for America when the government is legalizing all the illegal aliens that, you know, lost two wars with the U.S. so they hate our guts. You may not know history, but the Mexicans from across the border do. And they want this country. They never had it. They couldn't keep it from the Indians. There was only a few thousand up here. But after the Tennesseans and the Kentuckians came in here and the South Carolinians, they said, hey, we want it back now. And they see, again, you don't even know what history is. How do I even communicate it to you? This is a traitorous New World Order government destroying our country. The war is destroying it. The same bankers are destroying our dollar. The people launching the Iran war want Iran destroyed. They wanted Serbia destroyed. They want the U.S. destroyed. The globalists are international banks. They're above all the countries. Nations are their enemies. We have the IMF documents that Joseph Stiglitz got out, the chief economist of the World Bank, in 2002, how they want to destroy the U.S. But you don't even know who your real enemies are. And then I got stacks of news right here. I got stacks of news right here in front of me. There's so much. I rarely get flustered, but I'm just so mad, folks. Where's the story where they're banning a bunch of veterans from owning guns? Now, this is Gun Owners of America, second biggest group in the country, Second Amendment group. Veterans Disarmament Act to bar vets from owning guns, top story, PrisonPlanet.com. You can read Larry Pratt's summary. Hundreds of thousands of veterans from Vietnam through Operation Iraqi Freedom are at the front, and the risk of being banned from buying firearms and legislation that is pending in Congress gets enacted. How? The Veterans Disarmament Act, which has already passed the House, would place any veteran who has ever been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. See, if they can't get you on welfare, they can't get you on probation, they can't get you in the system. It's all about getting you in the system. I have the government documents from the 60s. from the 40s, how they, the big foundations wanted big government to get you in the system. Because the eugenicists 100 years ago founded the social workers. And see, the same thing in the Soviet Union. If you hear about it, they use psychiatrists in the Soviet Union to control people. It's the same thing here. And that's why they're giving all the kids. That's why they had like a, in 2005, they had 100 plus new psychological designations. Like if you think government's corrupt, they call it a mental illness, they have a big name for it. See, it's the same thing here. And veterans always wonder why, oh, you're going to get some extra leave, but we're going to diagnose you now with post-traumatic stress disorder or these hundreds of other things. And then now you try to go buy a gun, and they're putting it all on the registry where you can't. You weren't convicted of a misdemeanor or a felony, but oh my gosh, you collapsed in Vietnam, and they said you had PTSD. How? The Veterans Disarmament Act, which has already passed the House, would place any veteran who's ever been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder on the federal gun ban list. This is exactly what President Bill Clinton did over 7 years ago with his administration, illegitimately added 83,000 veterans into the National Criminal Information NICS system, prohibiting them from purchasing firearms simply because of afflictions like PTSD. And by the way, they're also going to then add cops to it. How many cops got PTSD? You know, you were depressed, you were freaked out after you got stabbed or you shot somebody or they shot you or you were in a gunfight or, I mean, you know, it stresses you out. They tell you, oh, you're stressed out and freaked out, not because you're working too many hours, not because you're not eating right, not because you're exhausted, but you got PTSD, and you thought, oh, well, hey, I get a little extra paycheck now because of that. No, it was to take your rights. It was to get you on a list. It's H.R. 2640. Hundreds of thousands of troops and hundreds of thousands of former and current police officers. Cops didn't believe us when we told you about that domestic violence issue. By the way, lawyers, the minute they start a divorce, they tell you to go get a restraining order. So it isn't real domestic violence. You just got a restraining order, so she gets to keep the house and everything. And now men are doing this to women, by the way, the reverse of it. It's horrible. It's not due process, and all these cops lost their jobs. Just get ready, folks. All you cops are going to tell you, sorry, you're decertified, your certificate as a peace officer. Sorry, veteran, you can't buy a new shotgun to go bird hunting. Sorry, can't buy a revolver to protect yourself because hundreds of thousands of you were given PTSD. I'm sorry to all the callers. I'll see you next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., right here on this same station, whether you're listening in upstate New York, Kansas City, or Virginia, or Southern California, or Austin, Texas, or Dallas, or Germany, wherever. I'll see you next week. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr.